And at least for the next few hours, maybe more, it might wrap up on news bulletins tonight. The only game in town seems to be the federal budget. Somebody that's been running his keen eye, his investigative eye over it all morning since he got here at 4 o'clock is our news director, Ian Crouch. And, mate, you're almost through it.
I'm almost through it. That's right.
I think next year, I've said this before, but we're going to say it again. I think next year, we just get you down to the lockup the day before. You can just peruse through the all the books of the budget and
That'll be.
You know, and just wait for that embargo time to finish and you can just get the information back quickly. What do you reckon?
Not going to happen.
No?
No.
And we'll get you down there in a Ford Escort or something.
Yeah. Put me up in an Airbnb.
No? It's worth a try. Mate, I know you've been looking at it. So obviously the big ticket items that we've been hearing a lot about even before budget time kick us off.
Certainly. Easing cost of living pressures have been the centrepiece of the federal budget handed down last night. All Australians will get a $300 energy bill subsidy from July 1, while eligible small businesses will get $325. And the majority of Australians will also benefit from the revised Stage 3 tax cuts. That's the tax cuts that we were going to have under the Morrison government that were taken back and now given back in a revised form, basically.
Yeah, and I know they've stretched it out to everybody that's working. But again, I know I've said this a million times, keep in mind, there was the most taxpayers lost $1,400 to $1,900 as of last tax time. You'll gradually get all of that back. So effectively, it'll take you 2 years to get back what you had.
Something like that, yeah.
They're rough numbers, of course.
Of course. The emphasis for the Hunter, of course, has been on roads, rail and green energy. So $137.5 million has been promised for the duplication of Nelson Bay Road from Williamtown to Bob's Farm. But there's no timeline yet on when the funding will be delivered. $112 million has been confirmed for the M1 Pacific Motorway extension to Raymond Terrace. However, there's no mention of the Singleton, Muswellbrook or Lower Hunter Freight Rail Bypass in the budget at all at this point. Now, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I'd have to say possibly not so good at this point.
Yeah. I do love, though, that we're effectively rolling out funding for projects that are at least 50% completed.
Yes. Well, that's
yeah, that imagine if they just said we're going to stop funding for the M1 extension and just down tools.
There would be a hue and cry. Of course, it has to be completed. It's been started. You can't stop. Same same with the Newcastle Intercity Bypass as well. That's well and truly underway and will be completed. There's no way that any federal government would go, sorry.
Yeah.
We're not going any further with that.
Just plant some trees, cover it up. We would never hear.
When we can do it, we will. Also, the federal budget have reaffirmed funding for the planning of the Newcastle to Sydney high-speed rail project. Budget documents show there's another $51.4 million going to the High Speed Rail Authority next financial year, $3.6 million in 25-26, and then nothing after that. So maybe it's because we don't need to think about that right now.
Yeah, so the authority will set that up. They'll say, yes, we should have it. Here's where we should have it maybe, and that's where it stops. It's that one of those projects that nobody actually has the wherewithal to follow through on.
Not at the moment, but we'll see.
Beyond 2026 anyway.
All in good time. $1 billion is going towards green energy projects such as the conversion of the former Liddell Power Station to a solar manufacturing hub. As you can imagine, the region's Labor MPs have been busy this morning talking up the energy bill rebate and tax cuts, actually putting out individual releases saying that means X thousand people in our electorate will get a tax cut, which is very nice to see, or good. Of course, the opposition is saying these measures won't drive down inflation and could in fact trigger higher unemployment. And the budget has been crafted with next year's election in mind. Now, of course, that's all very well for them to say. They did much the same as well before the Albanese government was elected. So nothing's new under the sun. You know, this is very much probably a last budget before we go to an election. Some are saying we could be going as early as December.
Well, they've even been trying to pin down the Prime Minister on that. And this morning, which it's a waste of time, and it's not going to give you the answer you're
looking
for.
He's not.
It's like, oh, well, actually, yeah, I'd just like to announce today that it's March the 10th. No.
Well, they've got to go to the polls by the 27th of September next year. So sometime between now and then, we'll have a federal election. So just on that, of course, the $137 million announced in the budget for the duplication of Nelson Bay Road is a somewhat interesting point. As we know, Nelson Bay Road is a state road. So the federal government is not obliged in any way to
they can
provide
just
funding.
Like walk away from it.
Yeah, they don't have to do that, but they've decided to do that. Why do you think that might be, do you think?
Well, let's see. We're taking a look at the seats. We might be looking at redistribution of seats and who's voting where and all of that.
Yeah, that's very much part of it, I believe. There is a redistribution report being released by the AEC next month. Word is that once that redistribution happens, it will once again become a notionally liberal seat, as it was during the days of Bob Baldwin when he was the member for Patterson.
Oh, forever. Yeah.
Right? So, and then when the redistribution happened in 2016, it became a notionally Labor seat. And Bob thought, this is my saying of what Bob possibly thought, I think I'll call it a day.
Had enough.
and of course, we have had since Merrill Swanson as the Labor member for the seat. So this is going to make things a bit interesting for her come the next federal election. So there's some view that this money was put up to sweeten the electorate somewhat to perhaps support her because we're going to once again, basically, it sounds like we're basically going to revert this seat to what it was prior to 2016 or something similar.
Look, and Nelson Bay Road is just to be boring and all roady on you, but Nelson Bay Road's an interesting one because there's all that talk of not actually, for the bit that's remaining, to sort of cut out a new path and not use the initial alignment, sort of go east of Salt Ash and go around it. So some are like, yeah, that's pretty cool, because if you're a business in Salt Ash, you're not all that happy about, you know, missing out on all that traffic or being halfway up to the bay.
Anyway, so it's a number at the moment. There's no delivery date on this, but as with the Hunter Expressway, you know, that was something that went on and on and on and on for years. And then finally when the Rudd government came into power and the GFC was an issue, they thought, oh, let's help our colleagues in the state government, our state Labor government, and get this thing done. And political will and expediency made it happen. So it's good because we now have a great road, but it cost us $3 billion.
I don't know, not to sort of swing one way or the other, because that's not what I'm going to say here, but honestly, I think if as a region, if every seat was on a knife edge, there was a swinging seat every time there was an election for state, federal, council, PNC meeting, we would have diamond-tipped everything,
just about,
as would any other region in the country.
About. Yeah, so, I mean, it is very easy to be cynical, but, of course, these things happen, and that's how politics goes. Doesn't matter which side you're on, they all play the same game in a similar way. So we'll be watching very carefully to see what happens in the seat of Patterson next year. I think it'll be a very interesting race by the time it all gets to that point. But that is Budget 2024, Mark.
Well, we've gone everywhere from the tax cuts to the next election, Ian. Appreciate your time with us.
Not a problem.